Hello. Is this song on? Hello. He might no longer be doing Madea movies, but Tyler Perry is far from being done. The Chisel Pod got a chance to catch up with Tyler Perry, who gave us a sneak peek on his latest movie, A Fall from Grace. Here's what he had to say.
Yes, Umzanzi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yongi into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa pod.
Hello, Tyler Perry. It's so surreal saying this, but hello, Tyler Perry.
Hello, hello.
As you've been told, you're speaking to Masego Siamela from Times Live, all the way from South Africa. So it is an honor to be interviewing you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. That's all we can.
So your Netflix film, A Fall from Grace, is such a captivating, intriguing, and emotional film. Can you take us through the creative process?
Well, I've written a lot of stories about boy meets girl, girl gets a heart broken, then there's some sort of revenge. But I wanted to do something totally different, that totally unexpected. So this is a boy meets girl story, but you'll never guess the ending. You'll never be able to figure it out. And the script for me was just something that was just a joy to write and read and have and shoot. And the cast is incredible. So I'm excited about it.
And what does the message behind that you wanted to drive across to your audience?
Well, it's a cautionary tale. People who are out there who are, you know, love is always there if you're patient and you wait for it. And also, when you see red flags in a relationship, go with those red flags. Don't just sweep them under the rug. You have to trust them for what they are.
What do you have to say to those who say most of your films often portray women who are battered and hopeless and who are in terrible relationships with men?
My hope in doing that is, what my mother was in a horrible relationship with a man for 40-something mm-hmm. years. And my hope was for her is to know that she's worthy and special and amazing and powerful as a black woman. I was hoping one day she would get to worthy and realize she deserves better than that. Yeah. So every time I'm writing one of these shows, I'm not speaking to black women or African women who have their lives together, who know everything that's great in their lives. I'm speaking to the women like my mother who were struggling with love and trying to figure it out. So there are great movies that women are in great relationships that other people have written. That's not what I wanted to do. So as an artist, I'm doing what I want to do.
Mm. And would you say there's such a thing called an angry black woman?
For sure. And there's an angry black woman. There's an angry white woman. There's an angry Jewish woman. There's all kinds of angry women that have rights to be angry. And I have a problem with people saying there are no angry black women, because you're taking an emotion away from a woman who 9 times out of 10 has the right to be angry for what she's been through. Black women are the most marginalized and torn down women in America. So there's a right for them to be angry at a lot of things. But that doesn't mean that they're bad people when you run upon one who is not taking any crap. Celebrated. I think they should be celebrated for who they are. And I hate that people try to take emotions from women because they're black. That's ridiculous.
Being in the industry for this long, would you say there's a fair amount of stories about black people or for black people?
I think as of late, we're starting to see more and more stories about black people. And what I'm loving now is that there's Lena Waithe and Ava DuVernay and Donald Glover and all these people who are getting stories, the opportunity to tell stories of Kenya Barris about black people the way they see it, which I love, which I celebrate them and love the way they're telling the stories, as well as I love the way I tell my story. So I'm glad that we're finally getting a chance to do that.
And would you say that you are aware of the talent that's in South Africa?
I am. I keep running upon some really, really talented people from South Africa. And I would love to at some point cross and do some things there, for sure. That is definitely on my goal list.
With your studios being fairly new, how do you feel about hosting the prestigious Miss Universe beauty pageant? And what do you think about our beauty queen, Zozabini Tunzi?
I think she's one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life. I love the natural hair.
Yes.
I love every choice she made. I love her intellect. And had I known that because I'm not a person that follows pageants very much, had I known she was even in the running, I would have been there to champion her and scream from the top to the beginning. But I didn't go. I was away working.
Yeah.
But I'm so proud of her, and I'm so glad that finally all of these pageants are seeing that beauty is in every color.
That is so true. And seeing that you've been here in the motherland, what memories do you have from South Africa?
My greatest memory in South Africa was sitting down having dinner with Nelson Mandela Madiba before he died not many years ago. It was really, really a wonderful moment. And being there for the opening of the Oprah Winfrey School, I have great memories there.
Mm-hmm. And what message would you say to young aspiring filmmakers out there?
I would say to them, do not expect everybody to love what you do and who you are, because you will use up everything you have trying to give everybody what they want. I would tell people, don't focus on the criticism or the hatred of your work. Focus on the people who love what you do and grow that. And that's what I've done.